This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Drift Air Freshener. Rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MAT20. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code Bigfoot. Priority Tire. Shop online to get free shipping on all orders. Save 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 674.
674.
My name is Eagle Weigel.
Back for the MMA show. By my fans, for my fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Watch out. He's going to write nasty stuff on your face if you pass out in permanent marker.
Right. Balls.
Totally didn't do that to Brian.
The permanent marker?
I don't know. No, I wouldn't have done it to him, but I probably did it to someone else on our floor in dorms in college. People need to learn lessons sometimes. Sometimes you got to teach them. Lessons are painful.
I agree. Before we go on to... MMA, just a quick question. Have you been watching the Hard Knocks with the Bears?
I have. I didn't see this week's yet. The third season or the third episode.
Yes, same. But what do you think? I've seen two.
I love it. Like, this is the first time you actually get to see behind closed doors, because the owners of the Bears were so afraid to show whatever's going on. And it's not bad. It only gives you more publicity. It makes everything look better. You get more invested in everything.
I agree. I think there's potential for the team to be really good, but I still say they only win 9 games.
Oh, I'm sticking with 10. I'm going to say maybe even playoffs. It depends if they can pick up this one. They were so close to getting another, like, a defensive player that has a bunch of sacks. We'll see. I think they're right there. I mean, the great thing is they're going in the right direction. Like, you're not going backwards. You're only going forward at this point. No. We ate a lot of shit. Now we're done.
Justin Fields not doing well in Pittsburgh.
Shocker. Shocker. So, you can't make decisions.
Talk about converting him to a wide receiver, actually.
Well, I said you should do what they did with the guy on the Saints. Who is it? Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
Quarterback, wide receiver, fucking tight end.
He can make plays, but just not from one singular position.
No, I think he needs to be everywhere. Use his talents. He's a fucking talented guy.
Yep.
Use him as such instead of bench. You're bench.
You're right.
So we'll see what happens. Things are looking good.
The Bears.
That's right. We had UFC 305 over the weekend in Australia's.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, something like that. And how about all the assholes in the crowd who are just screaming wildly, yelling nonsense. Like, they just found out how to yell for the first time. Woohoo, woohoo. Yay, whistle, whistle. What are we doing? Why? I don't get this, Ingo.
Yeah. I mean, they just like to be obnoxious, right? Loud and crazy.
Yeah, I need to get on the broadcast. Whatever happened to put them in a body bag, Johnny? Those old school ones.
Yeah.
Grab his dick and twist it. All that good shit.
All of that.
I don't hear that anymore.
No.
So let's start with the main event. I like to call him Drykus, although they were calling him like something different.
Drykus.
Drykus. Duplessis. Yeah. Versus Israel Adesanya.
Yeah.
But I want to just say real quick, like, did you see the press conference? This is what I was talking about. Drykus broke that dude mentally.
You think so?
Yeah, Adesanya was crying at the press conference.
Oh, I did not see that. Why was he crying?
Super emotional. I think
he was angry.
No, I think he was just emotional, just from like a being proud standpoint. But for whatever reason, you can't fucking cry. It's like DC crying in the octagon after one fight. Like, you can't,
after he lost. He was really upset. Yeah.
Fucking MMA and crying don't go together. I have no respect for that shit.
There's no crying in MMA.
Fuck no. And that 100% shows he's broken. You're broken. Yeah. So we'll just start there. What are your thoughts on this fight?
Well, I mean, I felt like Drykus was just looked bigger, stronger. I don't know. The whole thing was, it just didn't seem like two guys in the same division or like weight class or even skill set at times. Yeah. And I don't know why Adesanya didn't do more with like being more like weird and crazy and attacking him from angles and stuff. I mean, Dreyfus just manhandled him.
Yeah, he seemed like a bull in a china shop. He's just like, with these rushes and bum rushes. And
yeah. And then in fourth round, you know, there's that skirmish where he's kind of like chasing him down and clipping him as he's getting him and then gets his back, or Dreyfus does, and submits him. You know, that happened fast. It was like,
yeah, it did. It was aggressive. Like,
boom. It was really, so Adesanya, of course, takes the loss. I don't know. I have a video from, I don't know if you noticed this. Can I show it from between rounds? Did you see the weird thing that the corner did? Can I show that?
I'm going to blur it out, but go ahead.
Okay. But anyways, so just wanted to see
what we're doing here.
What is happening here? Like, he's like, hey man, keep it going. You're good. Good. Grab his dick. Apparently.
See that? Grab his dick and twist it. You're not supposed to do that to your friend. It's
some sort of weird
strategy. Your opponent.
It's like, hey.
Hey, it's not gay.
I say that won the fight right there. That was, yeah. They were activating the afterburners.
Yeah, that's like that GSP and who was that in his corner? Phil Nurse, like he was rubbing on the grease or doing something weird back in the day.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But so Dreyfus, again, he's just a tough motherfucker, just coming forward and blasting through at times. Like, he's just rushing, likes to go forward a lot. The thing that he was getting stung with is he was going with that high guard, very tight high guard. So he's leaving the midsection open. Adesanya was capitalizing on it, but not enough. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I didn't like about this fight, I think I've said it in the past, I don't like these championship fights when a challenger gets to wear gold gloves.
Yeah,
like, why? I feel, fuck them. You're not the champion. You don't get to wear gold shit.
Pink. They should wear pink.
Exactly, pink. I'm pussy good with
challenger.
This.
Fuck
you're fucking
guy.
Pussy. That's what you get. Pink for the pussy challenger.
That'd be epic.
I shouldn't even pull that picture up because speaking of this, so Adesanya is the one who tweeted this out. I didn't know he was the fucking wiener hunter here. Look, Israel Adesanya, good morning, everyone, except DDP. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Totally Last not year. Gay.
No.
Totally not gay. Anyway, so back to the fight. I'll transition smoothly here. But there was also a point where Adesanya drops Dreyfus coming in, and Dreyfus on the way down is like, I'll grab a takedown.
Yep.
Like, smart. And then he didn't grapple fuck him too much because I think his game plan coming into this fight is he wanted to show Adesanya, like, I can stand and trade with you, but I'm going to mix in some grappling and kind of wrestle you out. And that fourth round, I thought Adesanya was winning to start. And then Dreyfus just cracked him. I think it was the left hook. And then he followed up with like that rush, got him, rear naked choke, tapped him out. But he's tough as fuck, man. He's a hard strong. Out. Yeah.
Super strong.
And that size difference, I think that's a big thing. And I also don't know, like, I'm thinking about Adesanya. Is he washed at this point? Do you think he's got anything left? I mean, he fought decent, but it's just not enough.
It was not enough. I mean, I don't even know what kind of fight you make for him moving forward.
Because he's got the loss to...
I was just looking it up.
This one, the Strickland, Barrera. So it's like these bigger dudes. And Strickland was more of a pressure thing. He couldn't handle going back and being pressured all the time. Because Strickland's not going to power shot him. He's just peppering him. And that's the thing with Dreyfus. I don't know if this motherfucker's listening to the goddamn Bass Rutten heavy bag workout because he's throwing everything with 100%. And that's what Bass always tells me. It's 100%. And if you're not tired, do some fucking jumping jacks. That's drop down and do push-ups.
High
like,
knees.
Fuck you with your pussy shit.
Yeah.
We got time for this. 100% or nothing. It's goddamn Ricky Bobby on the heavy bag. Anyway. Yes. So I love this style, though. I mean, it was a decent fight. Like, you got a little back and forth, a little drama, a little dropping each person.
Yep.
So
no, I mean, good stuff for a main event.
Yeah, that's what you want, especially those crazy Australians. I love shit. And then afterwards, you know, Alex Pereira is saying, you know, I want to come down 285 and challenge him for the title. And Dricus is like,
I'm good.
Why don't you stay at 205? I'll come up to 205 if you want to fight.
Yeah.
But I think Dana said that Strickland gets the next fight. He gets to challenge Dragus for the middleweight title.
I like that. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. That should be a barn burner.
Fuck yeah. And I don't know if there was a jinx, but there's another jinx floating around.
Uh-oh. What is
Here
it?
Here we go. I'll share this. So you don't want to sign with Prime. Izzy Adesanya and Volkanovski 1-4 since signing with Prime.
Yikes.
Not a good promotion, I guess.
No. Don't be drinking that Prime.
That's a curse. I hear it's good for you. You want to sponsor us?
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying. What do you want to do? Heavyweight snacks?
Yeah, let's talk about Tai Tuivasa. Yair Rozenstruik.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like, I felt like Tai Tuivasa wasn't doing shit in this fight. It was getting peppered up with a lot of like 1-2s and jabs. And
yeah, just getting a little pieced up. It was a little boring to start too. I'm like, do you guys fucking exchange? And this is the problem too. I think these fights get jinxed when you have these guys that are notorious for knocking people out relatively quickly. Yeah. And then you get them together and like, what are we doing here? Oh, I don't know.
Exactly. And there was a little controversy in this fight, you know, with the judging. So you had one judge scored 28-29 for Rozenstruik, another judge 30-27 for Rozenstruik, and then another judge had it 30-27 for Tuivasa.
Here it is visually for you.
And I'm like, what in the actual fuck are you, what fight are you watching? Were you sleeping? Like,
I don't know.
Hometown advantage. But apparently, it was so bad that they just missed that judge from the co-main event. They wouldn't let him judge moving forward after that shit happened.
Yeah, I don't remember that ever happening. Do you? Where they just threw a judge out because the scores were so atrocious?
I think they totally should. I think that should be it.
I don't think this has ever happened before.
No. Probably not. But it should happen more often.
Yeah, we should be able to have
buttons at home and we can like zap them with like electricity or sharks.
Exactly. and again, this is one of those things, like, why do we consistently stick with three judges when we know it's a fucking problem? We know we have to have an odd number. Why aren't we at five? Why aren't you at seven? So that one guy can't fuck this up. Or if you have two guys that are fucking retarded, then what happens? Michael Bisping wins the fight. Like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Yes. That could be a problem for sure.
And Tuivasa now, 5 losses in a row.
Wow.
I don't know what you do with him because the other problem with this fight is I didn't see any fucking urgency, no sense of urgency from either guy to actually be in a fight or try to finish the fight.
Yeah.
So like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
That is a great question. I don't know. Do you have any other fights you want to talk about or should we go to sponsors?
Just 3 more things real quick. So nice KO by Carlos Prates, if I say that correctly. And then there was this hematoma.
Ooh, there was a hematoma? Oh, yeah, that's bad.
That one, not great.
ouchies.
And then Casey O'Neill, since we were in Australia, she was giving props. She won her fight. And hang on, let me get this dialed in just perfect here. Turn the sound off. She wanted to give homage to that Australian female breakdancer and give a little of her action afterwards.
Nice.
Who I think her name was Raygun, who actually scored 0 and was the one I was talking about, I think last week, who scammed her way into the breakdancing event by her and her husband being the head of committee and then voting her in as like Australia's best female breakdancer. And I think now they'll be under investigation and she'll probably serve some prison time.
Prison time is good.
What do they call that? Like a pound your ass penitentiary? Something like that?
Sure.
I mean, I think that comes from Office Space. Speaking of which, let's do some sponsors.
Oh, wow. Strange segue, Matt, but here we go. Fellas, do you want your grooming routine to be a one-and-done deal? Well, the days of using the same trimmer for your face and your private parts are over, thanks to your friends and our friends at Manscaped. They've come up with the ultimate package to keep your hairs trimmed from 12 to 6. Introducing the Beard and Balls Bundle, featuring the Lawnmower 5.0 and the Beard Hedger, trimmer for the moneymaker, and another for the boys downstairs. Get 20% off free shipping with code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping. Code MMANUTS, manscaped.com. For the premium grooming experience, trust Manscaped.
Nice. First up, your balls, new best friend, Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. There's a bunch of words there. All I know is it's better to be clean than not. So you want to use Manscaped, and they have two separate ones. You can get use it on your beard, use it on your balls, whatever you need to do. Manscaped.com.
And remember, you get 20% off and free shipping with code MMANUTS at Manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping with code MMANUTS at Manscaped.com. No more juggling multiple tools or dealing with subpar results. Just efficient, effective grooming wherever you need it.
That's right. That's what it's all about. It's efficiency and something like that. Hey,
tip to tip efficiency.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. If you want to be as hard as the summer day is long, then get yourself a Blue Chew and bring the summer heat.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. BlueChew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. Best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, and you can take them anytime, day or night.
Making shit happen. With BlueChew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman, because when your package has arrived, your package has arrived. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Just like that, back to the show.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
I randomly turn on this Israel Adesanya tweet with cock circled. No, thank you. Pass. What else is going on?
Well, there was a match between Craig Jones and Gabby Garcia over the weekend. Did you see this? I have some video of their face off. Curious to hear your thoughts on this. What happened? Oh,
he was staged.
He freaking kissed her.
Apparently, she likes barbells.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yes. That. We end up with this. Here is Craig Jones after kissing Gabby Garcia. He is submitting Gabby Garcia. She's considerably larger than him.
Yeah, she's probably 250.
And he's a man.
So, right. I don't know what he's weighing. I didn't see the tail of the tape for that, but
so pretty impressive.
She's strong as fuck too. Because I remember that time when she was standing next to Vandalee Silva, who was probably 220, and she dwarfed him. Oh my God. He's like a goddamn linebacker. And then did you see Nate Diaz squared off with Gabby Garcia?
No.
Yeah. They're at the event. We'll get this up here.
He doesn't want no smoke.
No problem. No problem.
Magic Craig Jones.
No problem.
One. look.
Yeah, of course. You're like, I'm running away. You're like twice my size, lady.
Well, it's funny because he looks a little on Queer Street. He's just kind of like having the best time. High as fuck.
Yeah, of course. And then Mackenzie Dern was grappling on this. She kind of got woman handled early in the second round. So I'll share this.
Ouchies.
Yep.
Ooh, nice. Nice transition. Oh, damn. Wow. You better tap. Tap.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ow. Just keeps transitioning to different shit. And that's that.
Wow. Some high level grappling. That's pretty impressive. It seems like that's happening. It's starting to take out a little bit.
That arena, I think it was at UNLV. It looked like it was fucking packed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was like the Craig Jones Invitational or whatever he was calling, but
I think so.
He claimed he was giving away $2 million. So it looks like they are finally starting to pick up, like on the jiu-jitsu side, which, you know, we haven't seen that. That's good. You want grapplers getting paid.
You do.
And juiced out of their fucking minds.
Hells yeah.
No drug testing.
I agree. Mackenzie Dern just got booked to fight Amanda Ribas on December 14th. Speak of the devil.
Second time.
Yeah, it's number two.
Yes.
Happening in December. So the UFC also, I don't have it, but I read it earlier. They posted their entire schedule for the rest of the year. So if you want to check it out, you can find it on their website. They're all scheduled in for till January 1st.
Yeah, so they did 307, so I'll pull that one up. So this is a weird fucking match off right off the bat. So you have Alex Pereira. I'm going with the R's now. No H's for Pereira. Versus Khalil Roundtree. So you have the champion versus number 8.
Weird.
I like the fight, but what the? Why are we doing champ versus 8? I don't get that.
We need something. I mean, it's interesting. Something different. Yeah.
You have Raquel Pennington, who's going to get her fucking ass handed to her 1,000% by Juliana Pena.
Yeah.
Can I bet now? Like, I don't even think they'll put odds, because I would say Pena's minus 1,000. Wow. Pennington's tough, but Pena's going to eat her shit.
I'm going to take Buckley in this one.
Thompson versus Buckley. That's probably a good bet. And then look who else. Jose Aldo. Whoa. He's like, fuck, I'm going to keep fighting forever.
That's insane.
He's going down. I'm just kind of scrolling through. And I don't know how Aljamain Sterling is ranked number 8. Wasn't he champ just shortly ago?
Yeah.
He lost to Sean O'Malley.
This looks like a good card, actually.
Yeah, it ain't bad. It's like Coors Light.
It's not like fireworks, but it's the overall level is pretty high, I would say.
Kayla Harrison, Caitlin Vieira. Not bad.
In October, huh?
Not bad. October 5th, 9 p.m. Well, again, can we just do a 7 p.m. stream? You guys are fucking killing me. You're killing us. What else is going on?
What do I got? Oh, here we go. Hang on.
Yes.
We have the Matt Hughes. There's a Matt Hughes, Hughes sighting. Check this out. Here he is on a beach. He's swimming in the beach, right? And you know, he had that
safe?
Accident where he got hit by a train.
Yeah,
he's walking. I mean, he's, you know, it's gingerly, but.
I thought he was in. Was he in the water?
He was.
There
he is. He's in the water right there. But dangerous, but, you know, it seems like he's doing okay. I mean, fucker got hit by a train and survived. That's crazy. Yeah.
I should reserve comment. But I don't like that guy one fucking bit. I just remember on him on the Ultimate Fighter when he handed out Bibles to everyone and made everyone read a Bible until asked everyone, like, what character in the Bible do you think of me as? Like, what, dude? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, God's cool, but don't push him on everybody.
Right.
That's all. I saw this tweet posted. So Ant Evans, he used to work for the UFC. I believe he was in the PR department. So he was talking about Rashad Evans basically having cold feet before his fight with Chuck Liddell and almost pulled out. So he says, ahead of a major pay-per-view fight, Rashad Evans told me on camera this breathtaking story about him wanting to pull out of his Liddell fight. Rashad was freaking out about Chuck's KO power. They send Randy Couture to Rashad's bedroom to calm him down. Give him a little something. Yeah. Because he was this close to pulling out of the fight just 20 hours ago. And Randy spoke about getting KO'd, hurts, and it's embarrassing. But the next day, Rashad will be richer and will still have the love of his family and his friends. So Randy basically saved the fight and no longer afraid of getting KO'd. If that was going to happen, Rashad fought the fight of his life and scored the big KO himself. So it was an amazing story, blah, blah, blah. But just something that even world-class fighters go through in lonely hours before a fight. So interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool story. Because, I mean, you see that, like, even when we used to go, like, the difference in how the guys go out. Some guys are all pumped up. Some are chill. Yeah. Some are, like, freaking out, screaming. That probably happens a lot. You're doubting yourself, you know? I feel like there's been, like, I think Donald Cerrone talked about something like that, too. Like, where he was just,
yeah, he had moments. I think he went all the way across, right? Where,
yep.
He would start slow, and then it would take him a round and a half. And then he's like, oh, I better fight a fight in the back. And then come out. He's like, oh, that might have been too much. Like, you got to find that balance of, and then is your walkout song amping you up too much? Do you need a calmer song? Like, a lot of shit goes in that equation. I think the better fight or the better way is you got to be calm. You can't let whatever that song is. You got to be in your head. You got to be focused and then get in there. So you're flowing. You got to flow. I think that's what it is. Yep.
That's right. You got to come out to like classical music.
Yeah. And fuck everybody up. That's Mozart. Right. Like, what the fuck is this?
Be like the guy on the pommel horse in the Olympics, just like chill as fuck. Remember, did you see that guy?
Yeah.
And everyone was going crazy. Cross-eyed
son of a bitch. He takes his glasses off. Nothing. Like, I'm blind. I can't see. He's fucking drilling it. Like, whoa. That's his move, man. He's got one move. It's the pommel horse. He'll fuck your shit up, man.
What a thing to be good at, I'd say.
Yeah. I'm just going to be really good at the pommel horse. Okay, dude. I can't see straight, but I'll fuck a pommel horse, right?
He succeeded.
He did. He fucked them up. Runs, God damn it. Let's see. Oh, I'm not going to show the video, but normally I get in bed, turn TV on, just flip through the channels and...
I'm going to stop you right there before. What are you going to say next?
No. I got like some weirdo, like bizarro version of ESPN on, and I'll be goddamn Car Jitsu is on fucking ESPN.
Oh, wow.
And the guys are choking themselves out with seatbelts and whatever. Like, I had no idea that was a fucking thing you'd put on ESPN. But again, they put cornhole on ESPN, so
it's all there now. That's everything. And they got ESPN like 200. They got
400. I might have been on some weirdo
the Ocho
the whack job fucking ESPN. Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, I like to keep us abreast of the UFC 306 situation because there continues to be news as we approach September 14th.
Okay.
Dana White, in an interview on the Pat McAfee show, says, talking about the production, which normally takes over a year, but they were able to do it in like 2 months, right? It's like, he's like Donald Trump. He's like, we did it faster and better. He says, when the show starts, we're going to have the prelims, and then we're going to tell through the rest of the night the history of combat in Mexico from the beginning of time and into the future. So the first fight of the night will start at the beginning of time. The main event will be the future of Mexico. That's the first time I've ever talked about this. So what are your thoughts?
It seems weird. Like, why are we focusing on Mexico and just like maybe just the history of MMA?
Because it's the Mexican Independence Day.
But there's like barely any Mexican fighters fighting on the card. I could be wrong.
I bet you there's a lot of Mexican fans, though.
True. But isn't there another Mexican fighting on the same night?
Canelo?
Isn't Canelo fighting on the same night in Vegas?
I feel like they're competing for who's more Mexican.
Yeah, fuck you. We're totally more Mexican. UFC. Ciego de fuera. Hijo de puta. What? You can't say that.
I don't know what that means, but it's
son of
bad.
A whore.
Oh, wow. That's aggressive.
It's super aggressive. I don't write these lines, Ingo. I just read the script. There's a teleprompter in front of me. It's kind of like this. Like, if I can get to it, I'll post it. What the hell? Why not?
Grab his dick and twist it!
Oh my god, dude, this is an MMA fight, dude!
You twist that dick!
Twist his dick!
Twist his dick.
Oh my god.
Oh, dick twist.
I gotta work that in every once in a while. I have a note. Just work it in.
Yes.
I don't know. There was a hotel scrap between a couple of UFC fighters. I think it was a PFL event.
Thank you. Do you have the video? That was going to be my
You
next.
Can pull it up. I don't.
Okay. Brendan Allen, Marvin Vittori. Yep.
Vittori got in a scrap with Strickland at a UFC event in the stands.
There it is.
Yeah, they actually cleared out for let him go at it, which is kind of cool. I wish he would have got knocked casino. Into the chips.
I don't know. Keep saying it's like skirmishing scuffles. Shit's going down. I can probably stop it there, eh?
Yeah, I think Dana White said that was the best fight of the night at the PFL.
Yeah.
Throwing a fucking dig in on him. Like, I get it.
I just think it's stupid for professional fighters to fight for free.
Yeah, you're not getting paid. Don't injure yourself and potentially get arrested and banned bottles. From a hotel. Yeah, you fine. Okay.
Smash windows.
Glass, not plastic.
Okay. Threaten to kill someone. Yeah. Those are all fine. Except their children. I always think about the guy who did not get away with it. And I still don't understand really why. Frank Mir said that shit.
Oh, because he was on the broadcast talking about killing Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, and it just didn't go.
They fired him. Now, I think he was ahead of his time because now I think that's acceptable. It's kind of like tattoos back in the day where they're not acceptable. Now they're acceptable. Mm-hmm. Where else do you want to go? Do you want to do some KOs?
I got a KO and then some knowledge. So okay. I just have
KOs and then a couple other weird things.
One KO, but we will not share the sound. So a little boxing. Yes. When you do that grip thing. And you go down.
Oh,
and
what the hell? Get it.
Yeah.
That's never good when you start convulsing. It's like a mini seizure.
Yeah. The nervous system got overloaded.
And you wake up and you're bleeding from your rectum. That's kind of cool. Where did this Tabasco bottle come from? I don't know. I'll pull up. I have 3 KOs. Let me pull them up here.
Let's see
them. That's 2. Let's get this third one. Hopefully they escalate in devastating fashion. Let's start with Muhammad Ali's grandson. He fought in the PFL. Got another KO. 12. Turn that off. Jesus. Let's start that again.
Oof. Oh, wow. That looks bad.
Yeah, that's always not great. Here's another one.
Of those inside low kicks.
Good God.
You got bent.
Ouch.
He has a spine injury. And then this one may be the most brutal one I've seen in last 3 years. How's that?
Wow.
I'm like Joe Rogan right now, but I put a 3-year cap on it.
Greatest knockout
I've ever seen in my life.
I don't even see what happened. What the? Oh, God.
With the spinning kick.
Jesus.
He might be dead.
That was terrible. That looked really bad.
Yeah, he'll be totally okay.
Did he survive that?
He can't walk again, but
wow,
he can play the piano like a son of a bitch.
Okay,
likes the Mozarting. I think we saw this one. I'm gonna show it real quick. I think this is one of those weird ones. It's got to be Russia, but they like to throw foreign objects into the ring. Fuck it, someone threw a chicken. Threw a chicken in the ring. You go. And that's kind of weird. Because the other day I went to a gas station and I go to use the bathroom. It's locked. It says go to the counter. I go to the counter. I get a key to go to the bathroom. And I was in the wrong side of town. And everyone's like, it's on the counter. I'm like, okay, cool. I look at the counter. There's a green rubber chicken with a key attached to it. Chicken's this tall. It's a foot long green rubber chicken.
That's the key.
And the key's attached to it.
Jesus. Like,
cool.
That's cool. Savage.
It is. Like, no one's gonna steal, like, you son of a bitch. I like a rubber chicken and I'd steal your green rubber chicken. So
yes.
I guess it just depends
where do you buy something like that even?
Oh, I was at a store. I forgot what the name of it. I think it was American Science Surplus. something like that. They had a whole gaggle of rubber chickens. They didn't have green ones, but they had a bunch of them. Because I think they like the Svengali. You ever watch that? The Svengali. No. He was a guy, kind of looked like a vampire. He's probably still around. If I do a quick search for Svengali, I think he's still. He used to have a show on Channel 32. They'd show weird movies, and he would kind of be like the host. It wasn't a mystery science theater kind of guy, but he was just a creepy fuck. Svengali.
I did like mystery science theater back in the day.
It was a television program. Here we go. It was this guy. I think he's still around, actually. This guy over here. Svengali. Oh,
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
He would show like these monster movies, and he'd be like the narrator. I don't know if there's other pictures. Let's do images. Yeah. So he had the rubber chicken. That's where the fucking rubber chicken comes from.
Oh, my God. That just looks creepy as fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. He had a hard-on for rubber chickens for whatever reason. So I think that store...
What was he doing with those chickens, man?
I don't know. Probably things that aren't natural. You know? But hey.
Good God.
Who am I to judge? And then I'll give you a little tweet a week, and we'll hit some knowledge. Get out of here. So this may not accurate, but you know, Drake is now reportedly 17 and 189 at sports bets. After the Israel Adesanya loss tonight, this is Happy Punch on Twitter or X. He likes to bet on a lot of losers. So,
yeah, he's going broke betting on MMA.
I would say he probably loses 75% of the time. So, it's usually a safe bet to bet against him.
Right.
Knowledge, what do you got?
Yeah. So, I found this meme, and it's kind of funny because. Before the show, we always listen to the Soundgarden song to pipe us up. So I have for you, I don't always steal bread, but when I do, it's from the mouths of decadence.
Nice. Like,
yeah.
Where is he now? Unfortunately, not around.
Yeah. I wish I would have been able to see that band live. That guy could fucking sing his ass off.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. And I don't know how to... Trying to figure out how to display this picture. Okay, here we go. I got two things for knowledge. So this person is posting a tweet. It's like, how to choke your partner safely thread. It's a little thumb on the neck. And then this person says, label this better, please. I thought this was about how to choke someone out. And I made a cum. Here you go. I made a guy cum during a jiu-jitsu match. Sorry, I almost can read. And then remember the other week where Conor McGregor was like that little girl was trying to get Conor?
Yeah.
Well, I guess at the end of the night, she got him.
They worked, huh?
That music on. Yeah. She kept trying to work it. Like, come on, Conor, don't you want a piece of this? Do you want a piece of this?
He's like, nope, I don't.
And she probably jumped up on him. You got to watch out for those little girls. They're sneaky.
Sneaky bitches. Cast a jump on you. Whenever you're not looking.
Yeah. Then the next thing you know, you're on the cover of some magazine you shouldn't be on.
Absolutely.
That's it. A showdown.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. You're not done. All right, man. Oh, he's...
All right. Whack. Well, that's aggressive.
Get it, Powers, bitches.